a way to reach Bitla Inui. The real Shaila is, did you, what you bevat the Inui or not? If a person eats miserable tasting, horrible food, you could say, Achshime, from today till tomorrow, he still hasn't broken his Inui. Inui is an objective thing. Inui means that you can't label Michael She'inim Roy Lachila as a Bitla Inui. And therefore, min haTorah, there's no way this could be a problem. You want to slap him with an Issa Derabanan, Gezuntahe. But you want to say it's Chayav Kares? That can't be. Just because Achshavei doesn't work min haTorah vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, argues Remeinu Manoach, doesn't mean it doesn't apply min haTorah. There can be other Yisurim, such as Chametz Pesach, such as Nevel Sutrefus, such as Chazir. So it's very possible that Achshavei is sometimes Deraisa, sometimes Derabanan. So that's clearly what Maram Chalava would respond back. So we now have three very, very different approaches to what Achshavei is all about. You have on one camp, one total complete end of the spectrum is the first opinion in the Rush. The Yeshom in the Rush, the Sefer himself, that he himself rejects, that never heard of Achshavei. There's no such entity, no such, I never heard of Achshavei. And therefore, l'chatchila, I can eat bad food at Yom Kippur, I can eat chametz, I can eat anything, as long as it's bad. If it's bad, it's okay. Then you have the other extreme, those who are saying Achshavei mid the Araisa, like the Maram Chalav and Arasugya, except by Yom Kippur. And then you have the middle ground that are saying, no, the whole Achshavei, lock, stack, and barrel, is all midirabanan. Those who deny Achshavei, or at least deny it on the level of their Araisa, obviously would have to give a different answer to the Maram Chalav's question. How come you can't eat chametz and Pesach? So after Bittel, so the answer would be, it's a joke. It's not offered the alma. It's not really offered. That's not true. It's ke'afra vis-a-vis tashbisu. It's ke'afra. It's a chinesh atayr of tashbisu that bitl is good enough. Ke'afra the hour doesn't mean afra the hour. There's a chaf adimion there for a purpose, for a reason. So legame the chinesh atayr of the ayra ve'matzeh, it's ke'afra the hour, but not legame anything else. Or everyone else would go down the route of Tosis. The bitl is not after the hour altogether. Bitl is hefker. What does that have to do with achila? The Maram Chalav is yisod that achshavei is a deraisa, and that's what prevents you from eating chametz of Pesach. So it's very shaky. Many, many, many people are not going to buy into that yisod.
Giver has a lot of
but other. That's very, very tricky. The relationship between Yom Kippur v'chol surah is a really, really loaded question. On the one hand, the Gemara says beferish that the shear is different. The shear is totally different. One is the shear kizayis, one is the shear of
aggressive.
Okay, good. Oh, so you're bringing me rayas and kashas at the same time because there is a shear, but it's a radically different shear than achila, which would lead us to believe that it's not a din of achila. On the other hand, the shear tziruf is kedechlus pras, which is a shear achila. So that's in and of itself already almost like an internal contradiction vis-a-vis a Asil HaMashal, there's a Gemara in the end of the seventh bank of Chulin. No, because again, so there is a shear of how much you have to have, but one could argue that's a shear of inui, it's not a shear of achila. That's a shear of does that necessarily mean that it, no, not necessarily, I mean there's a shear of hilchashab dozo. If I cook less than a Grogeris, less than a dried fig's worth of food, I'm also not chayav in Shabbos. So the shiurim are given in other areas of Allah as well, not just limited to achila. But you're 100% correct that within the relationship between Yom Kippur and other b'chol surahs is a loaded question, because there are, seem to be almost a contradictory dinim in this area. So we explained up to now why the Maram Chalava didn't ask the kashrut from achila. He explained why achila I'm not shepherding you in, I'm only going to ask you from hana. What's the answer? So at the end of the day, he asks his cash. What's the answer? So why is it that you're not at least allowed to be dependent from chametz liachad bittol? Why should that still be a problem? It says in Maram Chalava, because by doing so, what you're basically doing is undermining your very bittol. What the word bittol mean? Bittol means it's ki'afi di'ara. Take a look at the Rambam, and but the Rambam, when he formulates bittol, writes that you make bittul kedavar she'ein by tzarech klal. That's bittul. That's the heart and soul. That's the core of bittul. Kedavar she'ein by tzarech klal. There's nothing to it. There's no need to it. I have a piece of junk in front of me. That's what bittul means. For a person to go ahead and to be nana for that piece of junk, igloy milsa, that he never really made it into a piece of junk. That's not bittul. He's bevatal bittul. It's like mushroom of the bedam. We spoke about this way, way back in the beginning of the year. Mishnah Pesachim says, or la bosa boikin is a chametz or an eruv. There's a mitzvah because chametz. And the Gemara of Da'al Nimsach was quick to point out that bitul chametz is only midir rabbanon. V'nias meisharbeinu that you don't have to bitul chametz. It's been a Torah. It's very very easy to get ready for Pesach. It takes about 3 seconds. Erev Pesach, 11 o'clock in the morning. Just sit there and think. Offer the hour. Oh, good. Come on, finish. And enjoy the rest of the day. You want to go to Dubai for Pesach? Wherever you want to go, Pesach. Wherever you want to go. He said, no, go ahead. Okay, after the hour, about it. There's no mitzvah bedikah, nothing. I just have it sitting around in your fridge in your Torah. It doesn't matter. With the rice, a bit of the amasagi. With the Rabbanan, Chazal didn't like that. The Chazal instituted the entire institution called bedikah chametz. Or the boss of bedikah chametz right now. What prompted Chazal to make that takana? So remember back at the very beginning of the year, we mentioned there was two major, major different mahalchim and rishonim as to what the goal of bedikas chametz is all about. So Tosfos presented that bedikas chametz has nothing to do with Rabbi Matzi. I took care of by Rabbi Matzi a long time ago by doing bitul chametz. What is the goal of bedikas chametz? Bedikas chametz is simply a gzeir b'dirabon and shem yavali yachlom. We're afraid that you may come to eat the chametz. And then Tosfos goes on to show you why we're more afraid by chametz, less afraid by other things, etc. Tosfos works out the nitty-gritty, the details as to why Chazal made this gezeirah Shem Yavali Yachal. But according to Tosfos, the mitzvahs b'dikas chametz, as appears in the Beis Manal of Maseches Tzachim, Al-Sher Kiddishanam, it says, Al-Bir Chametz, it's mitzvah d'Rabban of b'dikas chametz. So this mitzvah was geared towards avoiding eating chametz. But Rashi didn't say that. Rashi, the first Rashi, Rashi, the Mishnah says, what do you do with the chametz for? Not to violate by Rav Matzei. So all the Rishonim jump in Rashi. What do you mean not to violate by Rav Matzei? We just said a minute ago, you did bitul chametz. Well, anyway, so why did Chazal institute the chametz? Why are we wasting our time under the beds, behind the fridge, spending hours with a candle and flashlights and getting rid of chametz? For what? What's wrong with bitul chametz? So the Ran explained, there must be something's going to go wrong with bitul. That bitul works with HaTorah. In theory, for the person who does it right, but we're not quite sure you're going to do it right. We're very, very weary, very, very nervous, lest you don't do it as perfectly right as we would have expected you to do it. What's going to go wrong? What could possibly go wrong with bitul? So the Ran explained, we're afraid that you weren't so sincere at first. Shevelay about to believe Sholem. Because bitul chametz requires a real gemiras das that you really, really, truly mean to make a kaf for the ara, and we're not sure we can trust everybody. So therefore, if the person was not without the belief shalem, so the bitul does get off the ground. So the Bartanura in his Perish Mishnayis, at the very beginning, the first Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, gives a little bit of a different twist to Shitas Rashi. Not like the Ran says that we're afraid you're not going to do it right in the first place. You're going to do it right in the first place. You're going to be very, very serious until the third day Chol HaMoed rolls around and you are sick and tired of eating the Pesach pizza, and all of a sudden you see there's a good Gishpacha pizza, Chametz Tikka pizza that you didn't get rid of because you just did Bittol. And at that moment in time, you're going to think, oh, gee, remember I said Bittol a couple of days ago? Come on. That was like when I was in the heat of the moment around Pesach, but now, you know, I'm getting hungry ready for real Chametz. For a split second, Shemayachsa may be Bittuloy. That you may be mevatel your bittul, and if you're going to be mevatel your bittul, then your bittul is batel, and if your bittul is batel, then you're just violating by Rav Matzei. So it's similar to the Ran, but a little bit of a twist. The Ran says we're afraid the original bittul was never good in the first place, but the Nura concedes, yeah, you probably meant it seriously, you probably were sincere on Erev Pesach, but now you're getting cold feet. So that's what the Maram Chalav is saying as well. Chalav is saying if we're going to let a guy be nene from the chametz. He was mevatel on the chametz 3 days ago, and now he's going to be nene for the chametz. But being nene for the chametz, in the chametz, bitul habot, bitul habitul, God be zeh, say like 10 times fast. It's a bitul of the bitul. So by being nene for the chametz, you are clearly undermining what the original bitul was. So it's not exactly the same as achshve. Achshve was an achilu dikasvara. This is not really achshve. This is because of the uniqueness of bitul. The bitul is really a mindset. It's very, very easily subject to change. So when all the dust settles, Mam Chalava said, don't think for a minute that we're going to let you eat chametz yom avatel. Forget about it. Achshve is going to kill a few midaraisa. And don't think for a minute we're going to let you be nene from chametz yom avatel, because the chazam bitul is going to kill it for you. So at the end of the day, the Mam Chalava ends up with the rest of Klal Yisrael, that after you have a vatel chametz, you still can't do anything with it. You still can't eat it. You still can't be nana from it. But it's fascinating. He was bothered with the kasha. It took us a day and a half for shiurim to appreciate what the kasha was, what the kasha wasn't. the whole mahalach, the whole thought process of the Ram Chalav was only true if you buy into Rashi that Bittul is Ke'af of the Ara. If you think Tosfos is right, that Bittul is Hefker, the question is a silly question. Ram Chalav himself concedes that he would never ask such a kasha. If it would be because Hefker, then he wouldn't even ask such a question. So in fact, if you look at the Ram Chalav himself, the Ram Chalav actually concludes that he thinks his question is better than his answer. He himself doesn't buy into this Chazar Mibitubo answer. Others give this answer. Ram Chalav almost leaves it blind by a question. And he says, you know what? The question is so powerful. If Rashi's right, why can't you be just use the Chametz anyway? Because it's Kiyaf in the Ara. Ram Chalav says, you know what? Rashi's probably not right. Tosis probably right. The Taka Bittul is Hefker. And maybe the whole questions were just based on a faulty premise. So when all the dust settles, Ram Chalav makes a complete circle and says, you know what? The bottom line is, let's deviate from Rashi. Let's go down Tosis route. Let's accept that Bittul was a totally different thing. Bittul was Hefker, not Kiyaf in the Ara. So that's really going to set the stage and lead us into the next sugya. So we have to start the next sugya. Let's just quickly get ourselves started into the next sugya. So we spent the last, 3-4 shiurim focusing on Rashi's approach to Bittul Chametz. The Bittul is a mitzvah tashbisu. And now come to Balei Tosfos, present the entire opposite dimension. So what
the Bittul?
I don't think so. I think you open from here on in. I don't think so. The word is that a sheet that I work with a bit, that's something different. But I think that would be okay, according to at least my friend. Super Achilos, he doesn't need it. When it comes to Achille, he was willing to be halfway and say, Achille, you have the son of Achshaveh. Achshaveh and Bittul are two different things. Achshaveh is limited to Achille. So the Ram Chalav is willing to concede that Achille would talk about a problem because of Achshaveh, but Hano, which is not Achshaveh, the Rav says Hano is not Achshaveh. The Gemara says Hano is not Achshaveh. The Gemara says a lot of men there from Chavetz that's together. So Hano is not Achshaveh, so the Ram Chalav is blind with the Kasha. So Taka, why can't you? No, again, if you, the Ram Chalav had really two tiers of questions. He asked the question to Gabi Achille, he asked the question to Gabi Hanoah. So Gabi Achille, he quickly squashed the question. Oh, that's Achshaveh, that's a deraisa, that's a problem. Hanoah, it's not a good question. Why can't you be Nana from the Chometz post Bittul? The premise was, I can be Nana post of some Mechilas Kelev. That's the Gemara, the rest of the favorites. So if you believe that Afrikiyavah is like Nifsa Mechilas Kelev, that's a good question. So let's lead this into a segue into Tosfos. So Tosfos says the entire theory of Rashi mitchilah itself is not correct. That midaraisa v'bittul yamasagi does not mean tashbisu zero. It doesn't mean tashbisu for multiple reasons, as Tosfos said in the previous sugya. Number one, Tosfos says the time doesn't work out. Tashbisu was after chatzos, and bittul by definition must be before chatzos. After chatzos, you don't even have the koch, you don't have the ability to be bavel chametz. It's not yours. So time wise on the clock, it's wrong. Second of all, says Tosfos, we have Tanoim, Yehuda, Kiva. We have a whole sheet called Ein Bi'a Chometz Ola Shreifa. Anyone who buys into Shreifa's Chometz, obviously that's not Bittul Chometz, but a Shreifa would be Bittul. And even the Tanoim who don't go as far to insist on Shreifa, but Hashpasas Mecholdover, they speak about taking it, throwing it to the river, crumpling it up into the wind. There's nothing to do with Bittul. Nobody said the word Bittul in the entire Sugya. The Tosfos believes that the mitzvah of Tashbisu has nothing to do with Bittul. Tashbisu is physical destruction, either through burning or other methods, depending what you think about Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and it takes place specifically after Chatzos. Bittul Chometz is a totally different picture, says Tosfos. Bittul Chometz is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu, it is a circumvention of by Rav Matzeh, and by definition also circumvention of Tashbisu. What you do is, you simply remove your bialos from the Chometz prior to the Zman Isser, and now it's called Chometz Shel Acherim. You're allowed to have a boy's chametz in your rishus. You're allowed to have hektish's chametz in your rishus in Pesach. So I'm allowed to have hefkes chametz in your rishus as well. Fundamentally, conceptually, bittul chametz is no different than selling it to a non-Jew. When you sell your chametz on Erev Pesach to Mr. Brown, you're not fulfilling tashbisu. You're circumventing by Rav Matzeh, which is okay. I didn't say there's anything wrong with it, but that's what you're doing. You're avoiding violation by Rav Matzeh. That is exactly what you're doing on on Erev Pesach when you're mevatel your chametz, you're taking your chametz and transferring it into the quote unquote Mr. Hefker. Mr. Hefker's chametz is not my chametz, it's your chametz shel acher. That's Tosfos theory. So the Ramban takes an issue with Tosfos, almost like a technical form of Tosfos. And the Ramban argues with Tosfos, wait a second, if that's really true that mitzvah chametz is hefker, there are certain times that you're not allowed to be mafker things. One of those times that you're not allowed to be mafker things is on Shabbat, because after something, you're almost doing a transaction. It's like businesses. You're buying and selling. You're transferring ownership to hefker. The Rabban is startled. I tell the Rabban says, you can do that on Shabbos. Everybody knows. Well, we have a lot to find out about that, everybody. But everybody knows, says Rabban, you're not allowed to be mafker things on Shabbos. And we all know that you are allowed to be mevatel chametz on Shabbos. That was today's daf. Our boss is chas b'Shabbos. This year coming up, next couple months, our boss is chas b'Shabbos. We're all going to do that. We're going to eat whatever we can. Or we're going to leave a little bit over for the meals for Shabbos. And then at the end of it, that little the end of the day, but right before that, so we're going to be mevatel chametz on Shabbos. That tells us, says the Ramban, what? Mevatel chametz on Shabbos, masculine Shabbos, that's a flagrant violation of doing business on Shabbos. You can't do that. So Bish, love according to Rashi, that mitzvah chametz is not a change in the Dinim Amos. It's after the hour. You can do after the hour's job. That's okay. But if mitzvah chametz is very different, it's a change in the Dinim Amos. It's a hefker. What gives you the right to do that on Shabbos? So hopefully, Mitzvah Shabbos next week, you have to pick up with that question. So that's a Shabbos-related question to a chametz-related question. So we have to fine-tune that nekuda, that hanacha, the Rambam. Hopefully, Mitzvah next week, we'll try to pick up with that point. Okay? Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.